Technology has been our friend in terms of recording for posterity the moment Timmy cracked in the best way, I think, albeit it sounded like he lost his mind during the call as Darcy Byrne-Jones kicked the winning goal with just seconds remaining yesterday. If you missed it, have a listen.
Who can take it? No one. Offhand, D'Ambrosio taps it backwards. They're under pressure. Ball comes out. You could live to a million and never see anything like that again.
Timmy, good morning to you. I'm glad you threw that laugh in at the end because it sounded like for a moment you'd converted to a middle-aged woman. Good morning to you, Timmy. That was amazing.
He's losing his mind.
You must have felt that way in the moment, though. I totally understand it.
It was just so wrong. But it felt so right. It was just incredible. It was just amazing. And look, they were completely outplayed for three quarters, and the Hawthorn dominated in the areas that had troubled us before in contested possession, ground ball, and it was like, how are they going to get themselves out of this? Now, I've described it. If it was Houdini, they were upside down in a tank of water. They got out, but he still had the straitjacket on. So it's as simple as that. He got out, but it wasn't quite right. And it was a get out of jail like you've never seen before, I think. And it was just amazing. And I felt like the young Hawthorn group had done so well all night. Mm. And what they unfortunately did was, we'll save this win. We won't. Mm. Try and win it. And, yeah. And you could sense it, and I think Port Adelaide sensed it, and then they started to dominate around the football, and led by Zach Butter's last quarter, which was incredible, with 17 possessions. They just kept peppering, and I think in the end it was something ridiculous, like 23-2 inside 50 last quarter. So you just can't keep holding that damn wall up.
You must have, talk about the highs and lows of footy though, Tim. You must have gone from almost looking for the scissors to chop up your membership card, you know, well, losing the ability to speak at the end when you won.
Yeah, well, that was the roller coaster. And it's funny, we had two people in who had bought an auction item, and two ladies that were in there, Port supporters, and we were talking pre-game, and they said, you know, what are we expecting? And I said, well, that's one of the issues. And I was speaking to Port supporters walking in. We're just not sure what we're going to get. Mm. And when we're expected to win, they had this issue of just rocking up and without the intensity, and that's when you get frustrated, because you go, that's not the group, because we can see what they can do, and sometimes they turn up and you go, where's that intensity? And it wasn't there, and I thought Hawthorn were terrific for, like I said, for three quarters, but to get themselves out of that, it's a win that, one, gives you belief that in any situation you can win, but two, it gives you a breather on a competition that seems to be eating itself up. Besides Sydney, everybody else seems to be, you know, just dropping games. GWS, you know, Melbourne lose to the Eagles. You're going, here's your opportunity to sort of break free. And to win that, and to win the one against Geelong, they are two massive wins in the psyche, I think, for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It was just hard to imagine believe what you were seeing. It was an incredible finish to the game. You guys did a magnificent job capturing it on the call. Good on you, Timmy.
Cheers, Tim.
That was Tom Wren, who, by the way, lost his voice in the play-by-play, and then Timmy lost his mind, which is, I think, an appropriate way for that one to finish. Looking forward to the sports show tonight, Rowie and Timmy G, for very different reasons.